Hey guys, and welcome to the SpaceX Deception, an encore presentation. I thought it would be a nice change of pace from the heavy stuff that we've been talking about lately to go back and touch on the SpaceX Deception because there's been some new developments and because it is so interesting, at times comical, and certainly ridiculous with what is going on and what they say they are doing. So we're going to break down and look at what they actually are doing and what we do know about this latest launch. But this was definitely the most fun I've ever had on anything I've worked on since I started creating videos, so I'm always happy to come back and touch on it again. So let's take a look. So first we need to touch on the typical magic trick that they do, which is look over here while you don't see what they're really doing in the other direction. So one of the things I found most ridiculous about this was them saying that they were able to launch 152 dead people's remains into orbit aboard a Falcon Heavy rocket. And what this is to create a way to absorb people's time and attention while they have all these stories released about this with a bunch of ridiculous information so that people take the time out of their day to read this stuff, talk about this stuff, and focus on this so that they're not paying attention to what's actually happening in the sky. So they go on to talk about this company called Celestis that for a certain amount of money will take the remains of loved ones and orbit them into space, the moon. And if there's actually people out there that have paid thinking that their loved ones' ashes are going to be taken into space or deep space, they have been duped because that's not possible and that's not where they're going. What is most interesting about this is that this is the first 2:30 a.m., middle of the night, rocket launch. And I talked about this in my SpaceX series that they had to do it at twilight as to not raise suspicions. So they had to come up with a really good story as to why they would start launching at 2:30 a.m. And we all know the reason for that if you've watched my SpaceX series. It's because they have to try something new to get into the waters above. They have been unable to do that. So they're obviously going to try a middle of the night launch and a new type of strategy because all others have failed. And they are desperate and they know that time is running out. Now, they've clearly learned their lesson by all their televised official video that they've released of past launches, that they cannot show close-up, accurate footage of the launch that gives people an opportunity to analyze it. So in this launch, they not only don't show very much of the actual launch, but they have four screens going, three of which are fake so that people can't focus in on any one single image. They pan away so you can't see what's going on close up, and they actually adjust the color of the footage. So in some clips, it actually looks black and white. And when we look at the amateur footage, you'll be able to see the contrast of the actual colors that did show up. And then they show a very short amount before they pan back to their fake rocket imagery. You know, the clip of this rocket here that's not vibrating whatsoever, that one. We are going to use amateur footage to break down and discuss this actual launch. So as you can see here, the colors are extremely different than what was shown on the official SpaceX video. And these amateur videos are really good at getting close up so we can see the colors that are actually occurring up there, as well as what is happening. So you can tell that there is a lot more blue in the amateur footage. And here we see them skimming the waters above while the hydrogen rocket is still going. So you see the yellow, orange, and reddish color while you see the blue of them skimming the waters above. Now they did not enter the waters above in this launch, but we don't believe that's what they were trying to do. There was no illuminated trail of any submergible rocket in this launch. It looks like what they are trying to do is land on the water's surface. And they would be able to do that because water is diamagnetic and the magnetic pull is different up there. Now, since prior submersible technology was not successful, they were going to try something different. It looks like what they were trying to do was land on it. Now, the first in-line hydrogen rocket, you can see, is still going. And what that propulsion does is it's able to slow down the two rockets that separate from it so that those can slowly come to a stop on the water surface. Now, in amateur footage, somebody actually comments on the fact that they look like they come to a stop, and they do. They disappear for a moment as they slow down on the water's surface. So the initial rocket piece could still be up there. They could have landed it on the water and it could be sitting up there on the surface. But the next thing that we see is our huge clue about what they attempted with the two rocket pieces that are trailing behind. If you watch this video, it appears that those two secondary rockets launch off the waters above to come back down to Earth. And if you look at this, it looks like rockets coming off the water, creating steam and waves due to the force of the rockets leaving that water surface. Now, as those rockets get further away from the water surface, you see less disturbance and less steam from the rockets touching the water. And they leave that magnetism to come down to Earth. So as they leave that magnetism, the lights go out, the rockets turn off until they start getting into the different pull force of the surface of Earth. Now, that initial rocket that could still be sitting up there, I would imagine, is collecting data for them so that they can collect all kinds of information of what the environment is like up there for their next launch if they have time. Here's one last view of what those two rockets looked like as they were pushing off the surface of the waters above. Now, you can see that initial rocket start to drift away from the two that are creating the disturbance and using rocket technology to push off the surface of the Earth, and that initial rocket has a completely different movement and disturbs the water in a totally different way than the two that are going to come back down to Earth. So watch the pattern of the movement in that first rocket that's on the bottom of the screen and the way that the water moves. Now, that is different than the spiral technology they have used in the past because there's no spiraling motion. And it tells us that they are not trying to get down into the waters above by using the spiral technology. Okay, so the next thing we see is we see the two rockets start to come down into our magnetic pull, and those engines come on periodically to slow them down as they come back into our atmosphere. And then we finally see them attempt to land back on Earth. And according to what they say, one of them actually crashed into the water, which they were referring to as the core. Now, the last thing I want to point out that was very interesting about this launch, and this is an amateur recording that is zoomed in of when the rockets were skimming the surface of the waters above. And tell me what you think this looks like to you. And after I play this clip, I'm going to throw in a few images just to help you out. Now, was this planned, or was this just a strange sign or coincidence? I'll let you decide, but when I saw this image, I was immediately struck by what I thought it appeared as. But one thing that we know is clear is that all past attempts at what they're trying to do have failed, and so they keep trying at different times with different methods and different strategies to try and go past the waters above and complete their ultimate mission before the EMCO while they still have the technology to reconnect with the masters. Only unless they've watched mine and Brian's series, they're not going to know that at this point it will never be possible. And we can rest with some comfort knowing that they are not as all-knowing and all-powerful as they would like to have people believe. So that's all I have for you guys today. Hopefully this was a welcome change to get your mind off of the heavy subjects we've been talking about. And I'll see you guys soon on the next video. Everybody stay safe, be good to one another, and God bless.